Hi, and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am Yolanda McTeer, your host and creator. Today is Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Today's show, I will be discussing gambling, professional gamblers who have been gambling for years. So all you newbies out there, I'm going to allow you to listen to some insight of the mistakes that you can avoid when you decide to come to Las Vegas, Atlantic City, or other places to gamble. This aspect of gambling will allow you to not lose all your money and be more in touch with what is going on. He's going to remain anonymous, and that's specifically his choice. So we are going to be talking with Double R. I'm going to bring him on in a moment. I'll be back in a minute.
Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you want to see me naked, naked, naked. I want to be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little dim down tonight. Cause I can do some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
You are back, and you are tuned in with Yolanda McTeer here at Empowerment for All. I am now going to bring on my guest this evening, Double R, who I will be asking a few questions about professional gambling. So all you newbies out there, you think you can come to Vegas? You think you can go to Atlantic City? I caution you. It is a lot of things you need to know and be tuned in and be wise about gambling. So without further ado, Double R is going to come on and answer some questions. Good evening, Double R. How are you?
Just in a moment.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in as my special guest today here Thursday, April 13th, 2023 at Empowerment for All. I have a few questions I just want to ask you that you can answer for new gamblers that are coming to Vegas or Atlantic City, and they think that gambling is very easy. The first question I want to ask you, what advice would you give to a newbie who's flying out to Vegas? They may have $1,000 or $2,000 to spend, and they think they're going to walk to the crap table and hit it big. What advice would you give them?
To not take nothing for granted. Bring a decent amount of money too. You should bring $500, $500 to $700. Give yourself more opportunities, and kind of take your time when you're at the crap table.
Okay, that's great advice. So, my second question for newbies, since you've been gambling well over 10 years in your life, what would you say to them if they come to Vegas with the expectation that they're going to win and they end up losing really big, but they feel they need to stay to get that money back?
You have to sometimes cut your losses and let it go. Learn. It's a learned experience. You have to learn what you did wrong to even attempt to get money back. Because a lot of times you go further in the hole. Your $500 can turn to $1,000, maybe $2,000, and it just get out of hand. You got to take it, you just got to really take it slow and learn from the process, because the whole thing is a process.
Okay. Very good advice. Thank you for that. My third question is for newbies, especially men who come to Vegas wanting to gamble and live the Viva Loca life, would you recommend that they are single that they bring arm candy to the crap table with them as good luck, or would you frown on that because it may distract them from winning the game?
to me, any of that is mostly a distraction. You have to kind of really know if your partner is disciplined enough. Because if they're not disciplined, if they come and just ask, like, get your attention, that could be a distraction. I've seen it yesterday. That guy's wife came to the table and got his attention. And then the next roll was a seven. So I'm going to blame it on that. And to me, I wouldn't even want to bring anybody unless I really know they're going to really be disciplined.
Okay, understandable. Now, it used to be a rule of thumb back in the day, and I'm sure with you gambling as many years as you have been as more on the level of professional gambling, it used to be a rule of thumb in Vegas that if you didn't have enough cash that you could gamble your mortgage to your home, the title to your car, or if you owned a boat, you could gamble the title to the boat. Is that still standing, or is it strictly cash that you're aware of?
I just think it's cash, but they have options of you going to go get, like you can go pawn some things, you can apply for credit. So it's a way to get money with your pawning something or get credit.
Okay, now I noticed you did say double R, pawning some things. So for a newbie gambler, if they came to Vegas and they only had maybe 500 or 1,000, they're not really a big baller, and they had lost their money, but say they have a Rolex, they may have a platinum chain, a gold chain, a nice ring. What you're saying is that they could go pawn those things and they could get some money. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So when they pawn those things, would you advise that they go back and with that money to try and win again, to win some type of money, or would you advise them to use that money to get a plane ticket so they can go home and kind of regroup?
Well, they're supposed to have your going home money set to the side from their gambling money.
So your advice to newbies is always have your trip prepared, meaning that you have a ticket there, ticket back, which is a round-trip ticket, and don't try and just book a one-way hoping you're going to win. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course you don't do that because you don't know what's going to happen if you try to win the money to go home instead of just already having the money to go home.
Okay. Totally understandable. Thank you for that advice. And Double R, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. Once again, I thank you so kindly for calling in today live here on my podcast, Empowerment for All, with me, your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. The next question I want to ask you is, as we're winding down your interview, for newbie gamblers, when they are walking through a casino and they say, for instance, they're hitting really big, they have all these chips, do you advise that they carry all the chips or they go ahead right to the cashier and cash in to secure that they don't start dropping chips on the floor?
Wait, what do you mean when they have all the chips?
Say, for instance, if they won really big at blackjack, they won maybe $1,000. They have $1,000 in chips, but they're walking because they're new to Vegas. They don't really know, or Atlantic City, and they're walking around with all these chips, and maybe a couple of chips have fell. Would you advise when they instantly win their money to go cash it in? So as a newbie, they're not taking a risk of dropping those chips on the floor, and whoever sees them can pick them up. It's free will.
I mean, you said, you can color your chips up. Compression, things are small to big.
So your advice is compress them and go ahead and cash them in would be the first choice so they don't lose and start dropping chips on the floor because they may not be.
If you still want to play. If you
okay.
still playing, you don't have to cash a big yet. You might be still playing. But you,
okay.
You can compress them, make them bigger. And plus they have a rack where you can put the money on. You know, as you're playing, so why you saw somebody? I mean, if you're walking around with them, then you finished with that game. Then yeah, you should go cash them. You should be walking around with the chips. If you love the game, then go ahead and cash them.
So I'm going to reiterate that Double R so the newbies can understand what you're saying. If they're wanting to continue to gamble, they've won a lot of chips. There is a setup board at the gambling tables that they can keep those chips on. They don't have to carry them in their hand. But if they're done playing that game and they're walking through the casino and they're just trying to figure out if they want to gamble, your best advice would be not to do that. If they're done with that game, to go ahead and cash those chips in. Is that correct?
I mean, we're going to another game, but I'm saying don't be walking like a great distance. You know, you could take them to another game, but you're going to be walking somewhere far. I would just probably cash them in.
Okay, understood. Now, winding down to the last two questions, for newbies, you know, I'm sure they all have heard that drinking while you gamble is free. Would you advise a newbie to continue drinking while they're gambling? Would that interrupt their concentration since they're really not familiar with what they're doing? Or would you tell them to really just get a few drinks and dial back?
Yeah, just get maybe a few. Don't go overboard with it.
So just a few and not really indulge in continuous drinking, correct?
You'll better concentrate. If they want you giddy and not concentrating so you can do sillier random bets. Because it's better to concentrate. You need to concentrate anyway.
Okay. Good answer. And our last question here today in Empowerment for All, RRR, I have for you, for the newbie gamblers. If they are playing craps, blackjack, and they're, once again, they're new. They're not really familiar with gambling. Would you advise that they stand back and watch the game, or would you advise them to ask the dealer for insight or ask other players for insight? Don't have to play that game of crap or blackjack.
You should probably just go to YouTube and do craps like one-on-one or blackjack. Whatever game you're playing, go through the one-on-one, and they're going to be telling you anyway there will be like a lot of tips on how to go about gambling, how to play smart. We only can get so much information from the dealer and other players anyway. They're busy. They don't want to be doing too much talking.
Thank you so much, RRR, for calling in. As I conclude your interview, is there anything that I didn't ask you today as you prepare to leave that you would like to share as a professional gambler to a newbie gambler? Any last words you like to say to them to give them a double identity on being cautious and actually possibly winning in Vegas or Atlantic City?
Maybe I'll just say don't stay too long. would you say
a two-day trip? They should book a two-day trip, or would you advise them to book a three-day trip? What's the minimum?
I'll say 2 days, but if things get out of line or if you win the money fast, you could just probably leave early, you know.
Okay, so let me reiterate. Understood. Let me reiterate to them to make sure I understood you as well. So what you're telling me and also the newbies, we're almost out of time. I got to rush this. What you're telling them is just book the trip and then move on.
You can always book more than what you're going to stay and just leave early.
Wonderful. Well, once again, RRR, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in here and talking live and answering the questions on professional gambling and empowerment for all. You stay safe, be good, and win money. Have a great day. Once again, everyone, I am out of time. I am not going to stay on long, but you have been listening to RRR, a professional gambler in Vegas for many years. He answered questions for you newbies out there. All my podcasts can be heard after they air. Once again, follow me on Instagram at SassyEliteMe, Twitter at YMcTier. Empowerment for all. Be good. God bless. Until the next episode, one love to you.